Meet the mission control voice, who's heard but rarely seen.
Rendezvous officer reports a good opening rate for Atlantis.
I'm Peter King at the Kennedy Space Center. You've probably heard his voice 1,000 times.
Atlantis weighs anchor from the International Space Station for the last time. 12.5 years of shuttle missions to build and service a million-pound complex at an end.
Rob Navius has been the lead voice of Mission Control for several years.
It's very much like doing play-by-play.
He covered the shuttle for CBS and other media. He's still a reporter at heart.
We try to act sort of like a Webster's Dictionary or a thesaurus, where we are deciphering technobabble into understandable English.
Navius says the shuttle program has actually encompassed half of his life, 54 flights as a reporter, the rest as a mission control commentator. He sounds like he has every fact and figure in his head. The truth is,
there is jargon that, to this day, I'm not entirely familiar with and have to look up.
Navius is smooth, very rarely hesitating, seldom an or an and or any other indication that he's reaching for words. It's all live, and believe it or not,
no script. I unabashedly make sure that people understand that none of this is scripted. Can't speak for others, but for myself, it's all notes. It's notes and data and familiarity with the subject material.
The voices of Rob Navius and other Mission Control commentators are aired around the world. Their words for this final shuttle mission will likely endure for years.
The sense of history is clearly there. I don't think you can be a good correspondent over a period of time, or a recognized correspondent, for example, a chronicler of history, if you will, without understanding what history is. And to capture that moment in an archival way forever is going to be very important, and I'm aware of that.
The media respect him. So do the astronauts. Atlantis Commander Chris Ferguson.
You know, there's a lot of folks we need to recognize throughout this program, and Mr. Navius is not the least. I mean, that gentleman deserves more credit for being the voice of NASA over the last several years, and I just wanted to thank him personally for all that he's done to promote the space station, the space shuttle, and the space program in general. He's a good man, and deserves a round of applause, and we're all giving him one up here.
Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.